So this is a yes last week's post titled "We Plan, God Laughs," and this is my first time recording a video and audio at the same time. So I hope this will work out well. We'll see. When I was a child, my grandmother used to say, "We plan, God laughs," which was, I believe, a reference to Woody Allen's, "If you want to tell God a joke, tell him your 5-year plan. If you want to hear God laugh, tell him your 5-year plan." I think that's the quote. She was a big fan of Woody Allen, and it sounds like a Yiddish saying. It probably was a Yiddish proverb of some kind. Her parents grew up in the Great Depression, and that trauma of the bottom falling out at any point translated and transferred through generations all the way to me, I think. And that's why I'm so anxious. I mean, my other side were Eastern European Jews, and they were Holocaust survivors. So you can imagine trauma coming from both sides, from the Great Depression, from surviving the Holocaust, that it's quite a lot of trauma that I guess goes through the genes and creates this neuroses you see right here. That's why I titled this Substack "Neurotically Yours," sort of a poking fun at the trauma and trying to see light of something that's otherwise a heavy burden. I always thought I knew the meaning of "We plan, God laughs," but you never truly do until your world comes crashing down and you're standing at an impasse, discombobulated. Only then does the wisdom of those four words finally ring true. I just need to check if I was recording. See, I'm still like new to this. I'm so paranoid that even right now while doing this, I'm still anxious that it's not recording. Now it is recording, but that just goes to show you that like I'm planning this is going to work, and then imagine I lose the whole thing, and that's the irony of this whole post right here. If you're an anxious thinker like myself, catastrophizing is all too common. We create scenarios in our heads that more often than not never come to fruition. We plan extra strategies for tsunamis, and it seems reasonable, even if you live in sunny Arizona. And even if it's not reasonable, what's the harm in planning for the worst? At least it gives us, me, anxious thinkers, peace of mind. But does it really? We spend most of our life planning for fires, heart attacks, nuclear war, zombie invasions, only to fall victim to the one thing you never thought of. I'm aware of this pattern, yet as I sit here recording this, I'll still plan for that which may not and probably will not ever happen. Some advice I've recently heard was, whatever happens, happens. And when it does, you'll handle it. You've handled everything else, you'll handle this too. When I first heard that, it sounded aloof, like it was disregarding the grave dangers of the world. My first instinct was to ask, what if I can't handle it? My friend's response was, so you can't handle it. Just like that. And it seemed so dismissive. But as I dwelled on the idea, I began to see the wisdom in that stoic approach. I love gardening. I look forward every spring to planting seeds and watching my plants flourish into a mini oasis in my backyard. I suffer from seasonal depression terribly. In Canada, we have horrific winters. Horrible. Most of the year, it goes from very little summer to mostly winter. And I spend all winter planning my garden for the upcoming spring and summer. And as a means to get me through the rough winter, that's why I do it. It's an escapism from the cold outside. I think about what it will look like, how I'll set it up, what I'll grow. So this summer, I tried growing some new plants that required finicky care, one of them being a Venus flytrap, very difficult to care for, but I love carnivorous plants. Along the way, I made a tremendous amount, a horrid, frightening, dreadful amount of mistakes, which resulted in setbacks. And the culling, I culled and killed many sick plants that just weren't going to make it. Instead of watching them suffer and slowly die, I ripped the band-aid off. To say I wasn't discouraged would have been a lie. It was tough, but I reminded myself it was all part of learning, and to be patient with the process and be patient with myself, because when you do anything new for the first time, it's difficult. But if you can have patience with yourself as you're doing something new for the first time, you're far more likely to learn from those mistakes. If you dwell and spiral, you may end up making the same mistakes again because you didn't learn from them, because you were too focused on, I guess, the emotion compared to learning from your mistakes. It sounds obvious, but we often fall into these patterns. So it's important to try to recognize them when we're spiraling out of control, because at the very least, if you can turn the loss into a victory by saying, what did I learn? How do I prevent this from happening again? It doesn't hurt as much. After months of trial and error, I felt I finally found my footing. Only to see the fruits I've produced have developed what's known as blossom end rot, a disease that causes the bottom of the fruit to rot, thus making it unusable. It was heartbreaking to see an otherwise happy and healthy tomato plant become trash so quickly. I felt anxious. I forced myself to sit down and meditate on the feelings. I was overwhelmed. I didn't know what to do next. But focusing on the uncomfortable feelings and why I was feeling this way, using the tools I've learned over the years from the books I was able to read, I was able to take a stoic approach and remind myself that this is the situation. Option one, we can try to save what we can. Or option two, we can just throw the whole thing out, throw out the baby with the wet bathwater, start up again next year. I chose option one. And while the result was nothing like I'd planned at the start of spring, I'm grateful for my ability to recover from my mistakes. As my friend mentioned earlier, I was presented with a situation, and despite never preparing for the disaster, I was able to develop a plan of action and handle it as it played out. Moving forward, I will use the situation as a reminder of my ingenuity, something that's not exclusive to me, but part of being human. Our ingenuity is what makes us human and what separates us from the animals, because we, regardless how a situation plays out, we as humans thrive at making the best of the worst. And that's important to remember. I'll try my best to catch myself when I catastrophize and remember things can and will go wrong, but that's okay, because when they do, I'll figure it out. And as the saying goes, we plan, God laughs. Thank you for listening.